Jesse Corcoran Podcast.
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. The second would be for the 30 million. The third would be for all the power. And the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Roseanne Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too. And she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids. The kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible. More trouble than it's worth. So, we reorganize. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No, we go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez, I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay, I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody.
Now, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Tuesday, December 13th, 2022, 64 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. I'm telling you, this Avatar sequel has got the kiss of death on it. There's just something wrong somewhere. So you may recall the story I told you last week. I showed up at the movie theater going, I'm ready to see Avatar. And they're like, you're ready to go back home. It's not tonight. It's next Monday. That's right. Dumb shit here. Was looking at the calendar the wrong way. So, and it's a long drive. It's 35 minutes to the movie theater. And it's a long 35 minutes, by the way. So I get there, you turn around, you come home. So finally, last night was the actual correct night for the screening of Avatar. And you're sort of like hunkering down because, you know, after Babylon, which that's the Brad Pitt movie with Margot Robbie that's coming out on the 23rd that we saw. And this is another 3 hour and 10 minute movie. And, you know, sure enough, Avatar, the sequel, is also over 3 hours. So you're sitting, all right, okay, it's a long night. No, whatever. Forget about the Monday night football game. You're not going to see any of it tonight. So I get there last night, and it's like 7:10, 7:15. And now there's like a little rumbling of noise going through the crowd. Little Duke, I'm like, what the hell's going on? They're like, there's something wrong with the 3D machine or something, you know, because we got our glasses ready. It looked like, you know, 1958 with those scary 3D movies. So we're sitting there ready, and to make a long story short, if it's possible at this point, yeah, they couldn't get the movie to run, which is interesting because this problem has been occurring all over the country, something I didn't know anything about this. my buddy Dan Buffa, who does movie reviews for a couple of different places in St. Louis radio and television. And he's got some online stuff. And he's a good writer. And also my friend Lynn Venhouse, who writes for a number of newspapers in the St. Louis area and also pops up on radio and TV and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, this happened a couple of other places. So there's something wrong here. I'll tell you one thing. If people are really revved up for this Avatar movie and they get to the theater and it happens to them, I don't think they're going to be as nice as we have been about it because they paid and we didn't. All right. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's Taylor Swift's birthday!
An unknown number of fans who signed up for the Ticketmaster pre-sale were locked out. Well, now some have received a notification telling them that they'll get a second chance to buy tickets sometime before December 23rd.
I'm telling you, it's like if Jesus came back, it would be easier to get in to see him than to get these Taylor Swift tickets. Jeez. All right, people are still squawking about this Wilson Contreras, accusation. Listen to me. An acquisition. It is accusations. Maybe it was my Freudian slip showing there. But, you know, and it seems to be about the fact that he played for the Cubs, which is a really stupid fucking reason not to like him. But anyhow, in the department of what have you done for me lately, people just yak and, oh, we haven't done enough. We haven't done enough. It's like, does everybody know it's not even the first of the year yet? Like I said, it's 64 days until spring training. I think there's some time left to pull off another deal, which they may do. Well, the rumor going around here today is that the Cardinals are going after pitcher Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon, and this guy's a beast, by the way. He's a beast. You look that up on the internet. He's got great numbers, so watch this space, because apparently there were a couple of other teams, I guess in a more highly publicized fashion, a couple of other teams that were bidding for his services, and then they sent this one mystery team. They're like, who's that? And finally yesterday, the mystery team is the Cardinals. So something's going on, and let's just leave it at that. Do you want a white Christmas? You might get one across the Midwest. The reason I say that is not because I have any magical prognostication abilities. It's that it's going to be so cold in St. Louis starting this weekend. And for as far as the eye can see, which apparently goes all the way into Christmas weekend. So anything that does fall in terms of precipitation is going to be snow. Now, it could also be dry as a bone during that period, and therefore, all you end up getting is the cold. But either way, it's going to put you in the holiday spirit because it is going to be cold, cold. And like I said yesterday, in some of the hinterlands, you get away from the city out into the boondocks, and it could be, you know, 10, 11, 12 degrees for overnight lows. And that starts this weekend and goes all the way through the week leading up to Christmas. In the meantime, the Buffalo Bills, which is a team that a lot of people have, in some ways, I think it's become America's team. All right, that's probably an exaggeration, but let's just put it this way. I think that especially with what that city has been through, I think a lot of people have, you know, at least maybe it's not their favorite team, but in the back of their mind, they're like, oh, let's see what the Bills are doing. Oh, that's good, you know, and it just looks like, to me, we already know who's going to be in the Super Bowl, and I believe that is going to be Philadelphia and Buffalo. And a lot of people think that. And, of course, they already had that one game that had to be moved because there were, like, you know, 9 feet of snow. Well, they got another game this weekend. Oh, and by the way, I was wrong yesterday. Thank you for correcting me. I said that there's a full slate of games on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. I forgot about the Saturday games that start this weekend. So that was wrong, what I told you yesterday. That was wrong. And if I do something stupid like that, I get something wrong, you have every. I encourage you to let me know because, you know, we want to be right. So the Bills have a game in their open-air stadium this weekend. You see where I'm going with this? Another prediction of heavy snow for Friday and Saturday especially. And if you know anything about me at all, you know that one of my greatest joys in life is watching NFL games even college games to some extent, but especially the NFL, in games where you can't even see the field because of the snow. I love that. I could be in a very, very good mood Saturday night about 7:15. This Good Morning America thing with Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, they're still off the air, and ABC says they're doing an internal review of their relationship. Neither one of them think that they did anything wrong. It doesn't appear to be the case. The guy, this TJ Holmes guy, apparently was getting around. Apparently, Amy Robach is the third that we know about of women that he dated while he has also been working at ABC News, which still is nothing really wrong with it. You know, you pay your dime, you take your chances. Well, it's like every dope now feels like they have to, you know, vote on the thing. You know, they're yakking about it on The View, and then they got Robin Roberts with her big ugly trap, and I'm just tired of hearing about the whole thing. Leave them alone. Nominees for the Golden Globes announced yesterday. Will Smith and Tom Cruise got snubbed. Brendan Fraser was nominated for The Whale. This is a movie I've not seen yet, but everybody who has seen it are like, I think you're going to be seeing this guy on Oscar night. And what a great story, too, of a Hollywood comeback. I mean, Brendan Fraser was a good punchline there for a number of years. And now, apparently, like I said, I haven't seen the movie, but everybody that I've talked to is like, holy cow, holy cow. There were some other snubs to Adam Sandler for Hustle, the films Armageddon Time, Causeway, Nope, and Till. Till didn't even get anything. On the TV side, some of the shows that didn't make it, Stranger Things, A Handmaid's Tale, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, This Is Us, and Dead to Me. None of them got anything from the Golden Globes. And then Tom Cruise is like, I don't care. I know that a lot of votes are going to be coming for this, you know, Top Gun Maverick thing. I ain't going. I ain't participating. And apparently it stems back to some event that the Golden Globes had put on years ago when Tom Cruise was first breaking into the business, and he was just standing there minding his own business. And one of these guys from the Golden Globes came up and started groping him. And, you know, when you're a young actor, whether you're a man or a woman in Hollywood, you're going to get that stuff. And when you're young and you're trying to make it in Hollywood, sometimes you just have to take it, you know, at least for a while. But eventually, you know, it seems to all come out in the wash. Oh, and speaking of the Avatar movie, something called Avatar The Deep Dive tonight, 9 o'clock on ABC. It's a 2020 special, so you can check that out if you so choose. Jimmy Fallon, late night tonight. Stanley Tucci and Michael Che from Weekend Update. With Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel's got Sigourney Weaver, RuPaul, Ed Sheeran. With Colbert, James Corden has Zoe Saldana, and Seth Meyers has Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson was on with Jimmy Fallon the other night. That woman is absolutely adorable. She is the sweetest thing, and she is a laugher. And it's not one of those like obnoxious laughs or something that seems forced or disingenuous. She's just an upbeat, friendly, happy gal who has the world by the short ones and is beautiful and a good actress. And now she's, you know, this whole Almost Famous thing is getting a second wind because of the Broadway production, which is getting great reviews, and the music is just fantastic. I played that version of Tiny Dancer a week or two ago, and it'll just take your breath away. So I'm telling you, she'll be on with Seth tonight. She is so sweet. And there are many, many elements about Kate Hudson's demeanor that remind me of Trish Gazelle. And I sent that to her last night. I have not yet received a response. It was sort of late. She'll wake up today, read that, and go, huh? Something she's never afraid to do with me and finds herself doing it quite frequently, as a matter of fact. Janet Jackson is coming to Kansas City and to St. Louis. 33-city tour starting in April. Yes, there is a St. Louis date. ZZ Top and Skinner launching a co-headlining tour next July. Birthdays today. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Taylor Swift is 33 today. Amy Lee. This woman can sing. You want to hear a song that changes your life? The band is called Evanescence, and the song is called My Immortal. And man, oh man, talk about blowing the doors off the dump.
You cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream,
This chick can sing. 41 today. Jamie Foxx, 55. Steve Buscemi. And that turns out is the correct pronunciation. A lot of us have been saying it wrong all these years. 65 today. Wendy Malick, 72. Nugent. Mr. Wango Tango, 74. Jeff Skunk Baxter. We had him on the air from Los Angeles during the Grammys back in 1990. What a fascinating guy. Just a fascinating guy. Played with Steely Dan, played with the Doobie Brothers, you know, was the guitarist on Taken to the Streets, Minute by Minute, Blackwater, What a Fool Believes. He's also one of our leading experts on military defense. He learned everything he knows about terrorism, missile defense, chemical and biological warfare just from reading war history books, technical weapons texts, and defense manuals. There are some people who believe that he is, in fact, on a regular basis, in contact with the United States Defense Department because he's that good and has such a wealth of knowledge and plays a fucking mean guitar. And when I asked him, we asked him all the music questions, and he's such a fascinating guy to talk to. At the very end of the conversation, I said to him, and, you know, Jeff Skunk Baxter, where does the skunk come from? And he said, childhood indiscretions, which to me meant that, like, when he was in grade school and stuff like that, he would fart because he knew it would get a laugh out of the other kids in school. That's what I took away from it. Dick Van Dyke, 97 today, which is amazing because I can't think of a time in my life where Dick Van Dyke wasn't present. I used to watch the old Dick Van Dyke show when I was a kid, when they were first run shows back in the early 1960s. And I thought to myself, I want to be a fucking comedy writer. It looks like the greatest job in the world. And Mary Tyler Moore, I believe when she started that show, was 21. All right, Phil Collins made his acting debut playing a game show host on an episode of Miami Vice back on this date in 1985. Jerry Maguire released on this date in 1996. Captured Saddam Hussein in that raid on a farm about 10 miles outside of his home of Crete. He was living in a hole. That was on this date in 2003. The Mitchell Report was released on this date in 2007. 89 Major League Baseball players who presumably tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Alan Thicke died of a heart attack at age 69 on this date in 2016. His kid is a real shithead, by the way. A soft rock docuseries called Sometimes When We Touch is going to debut on Paramount Plus on January 3rd. Who asked for this? It covers artists including Hall & Oates, Kenny Loggins, Lionel Richie, Air Supply. Oh, my God. I had to play Air Supply songs for about 3 or 4 years early on in my career. I will not be in attendance at the viewing of this Paramount Plus TV show. I'm lost in love and I don't know why. Bleah. Our poinsettia is poisonous or non-poisonous. Brought home some poinsettias the other day. And, oh, my God, the cats and the dogs, the cats and the dogs. I'm like, wait a minute. Study at Ohio State University showed that a 50-pound child would have to eat more than 500 leaves to have any harmful effect. And that's very unlikely because they taste terrible. That said, you should probably keep your pets from snacking on poinsettia leaves because at the absolute worst, it can upset their stomachs. But, no, it should not kill your cat or dog. But don't mix it in with their food or something. The 12 Days of Christmas, we played that yesterday to open the podcast, the thing with Jamie Allman. And sure enough, here it comes. 12 Days of Christmas report comes out, says it would cost $45,523. That's up 10.5% from last year. Seems to me you don't need 8 brand new maids a-milking. Call up the ones that you had last year and see if they work cheap. A man in Florida set a cop car on fire and then ran off the other night. Then he returned, confessed, and said, when I get drunk, I do stupid things. He was arrested on 2 counts of arson. Gosh, you think? Police in Poland are looking for a man dressed like a Christmas tree, but he also may have just been wearing a camouflage suit. We're getting closer and closer to the drinking season, which will be followed by that thing they do in January where people don't drink for an entire month. I don't understand that at all. Especially when you start seeing all the bills coming in the mail in the month of January for all the shit you bought for people you don't even like, a bunch of junk they don't even need. I need a drink. But they're saying now the best hangover cure is fresh air. Coffee is second, followed by painkillers, staying in bed all day, carbonated drinks, and a cold shower. A couple bought a house in Utah and got the previous owners to sort of semi-unofficially include their cat in the deal. So you want to buy the house, you got to take the cat too. And if that scenario sounds mildly familiar,
but I just
you see yourself living in St. Louis 30 years from now?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, because of Sam's career and mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even at 62?
Karen Kelly in the Breakfast Club. It has a nice ring.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone? Hello?
Is this about the apartment on Kings Highway?
Is this about the what?
Apartment?
Yeah. Yes. It's a two-bedroom.
Uh-huh.
The shower works fine.
Uh-huh.
And what other questions do you have?
How much is it a month?
$750.
I mean, is it all, it includes?
Heat, electric, air conditioning, and don't let the smell bother you. It hasn't bothered the last two or three people who have lived there. We're not sure it was a skunk. Most people, when they guess, they say skunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it doesn't bother most people.
Okay.
Now, the guy above you,
uh-huh.
he was never convicted.
Okay.
And there's only one other problem.
Uh-huh, Nick.
My pet dog, Sparky, I can't keep him anymore, and he has to stay in the apartment.
In the apartment that I'm
Yes, in fact, I'll tell you what. I'll knock off $100 if you continue to watch Sparky for me.
All right.
You want to think about it, or?
$650.
You know what? $600. If you watch Sparky, $600.
All right.
When can you move in?
On the first of the month.
All right. Now, you sure about Sparky?
I'm fine.
You sure about that? I don't know. Sparky, down, boy. Sparky, take it easy. Sparky, down, boy.
Is he a mean dog?
Sparky, down boy. Sparky, down boy. Down. If you don't make eye contact, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll get right back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The hell is going on?
As long as you don't make eye contact.
No, those were the beautiful days. Surrounded by friends every morning, just fucking with the phone. And when somebody would call station, I would dial the number wrong. It was some of the best days of my life. All right, if you've been paying attention, you know that Kevin McCarthy's been running around making all sorts of promises to everybody in the Republican Party. Like, if you just make me the speaker, what do you want? You want that? Okay, fine, I'll get you that. Okay, if I become speaker, what do you need? Okay, fine. If vote for me for speaker, and I'll make sure that that happens. And one of the things apparently he's been promising to people is some sort of investigation, indictment, whatever. You're going to drag Anthony Fauci's ass up onto Capitol Hill and send him down, which, by the way, I pray to God happens. I pray that that happens because Fauci is so unflappable and he's so smart and he's got such great command of his stuff. And he also doesn't take, he'll take shit up to a point and then he gets that little twinkle in his eye, and you know that it's sort of like those Chuck Norris movies where you push him just a little bit too far, and he's taking it, and the next thing you know, there's like five bodies just laying at his feet.
The new world's greatest boss, Elon Musk, announced that his Twitter will soon increase their character limit from 280 characters to 4,000, and we'll be changing the name of the company to Facebook as well. Elon Musk seems to be intent on filling the troll hole vacated by Donald Trump, because yesterday he wrote, "My pronouns are prosecute and Fauci," which, on top of being small-minded, lowest common denominator garbage, and spreading false and dangerous conspiracy theories against a doctor who works for our good, is also just a terrible joke. It's like a joke generated by AI. It doesn't make any sense. The structure's wrong, doesn't rhyme with anything relevant. No, there are too many syllables. It's exactly the kind of joke you'd expect from a guy who named his son after the bottom row of an eye chart. But for some reason, some people like it. This weekend, a young guy came up to me, very nice guy. He said, "You got no love for Elon, bro?" And I was like, I said, "No, I don't, but it's not just Elon specifically. I have a problem with any richest man in the world who comes to this country to casually slander a doctor who devoted his entire life to protecting our children from HIV and COVID and Zika and swine flu and Ebola disease while you're off playing grab ass with Trump and firing rockets into space to prove your penis works. It's just a general, not specific. And the answer is, as long as he's attacking and spreading lies about decent Americans who've been doing, he's been doing his best to protect the world since before this vomit casserole was born, I got no love for Elon, bro. Okay? And then we have...
All right. Now, this was a... this was CBS last night. And it was talking about how if you don't have to travel on the holidays and you can postpone your trip until January or February, I know it wouldn't be the same. You want to be in Aunt Millie's house in Portland for Christmas. I totally get it. But
flights to Denver out of Charlotte over New Year's, currently $586 round trip on a full service airline. That same flight just 3 weeks later in mid-January, $161 round trip.
Key says there are several reasons why January and February are the best months.
You've got so many families, students, teachers who really can't travel during those months because the academic calendar. And you've just got a lot of folks who maybe aren't thinking about travel because they just took a trip over the winter holiday.
So if you want to put that holiday trip on hold, January and February are your best bet.
Yeah. The guy who actually flew on Thanksgiving morning is handing out advice. I'm sorry, I should just keep my mouth shut sometimes. And, you know, we're not alone. United States, not the only country where a bunch of goons are trying to impose their will on all the people who didn't vote for them, trying to take over the United States government. They got problems in Germany, too.
Why can't the people trying to overthrow our country be more like the fun ones in Germany? Because last week, Deutsche Police rounded up 25 far-right extremists who planned to overthrow the German government, including a self-styled prince, a retired paratrooper, a Berlin judge, a doctor, a cook, a pilot, a classical tenor, ein Joker, ein Smoker, ein Midnight Toker. Some call him Maurice. Woo, woo. Nothing? Nothing? Okay. Apparently, their plan was to take control of the world's fourth largest economy, abolish its democracy, and install an obscure septuagenarian aristocrat as emperor. Come on, Germany, you're a modern country. You don't want a septuagenarian emperor. You want an octogenarian president. Before you guys got here. The aristocrat in question is 71-year-old Heinrich the 13th, Prince Royce, who uses the royal title despite Germany abolishing any formal role for royalty more than a century ago. So basically, Prince Heinrich is about as much a monarch as Queen Latifah. At least she uses her throne to fight injustice here on CBS. The Enforcinator, Sundays at 5. CBS. Heinrich the 13th's behavior is not sitting well with the rest of his Teutonic clan. At least according to family spokesman Heinrich the 14th. A distant cousin who, like all male heirs to the Royce throne, is also named Heinrich. That's got to be tough at family reunions. Heinrich! I was so sorry to hear about Heinrich. Yeah, I loved Heinrich, but you know who I hate? Heinrich, of course. Me too, not as much as Heinrich. Shh, here comes Heinrich.
Oh, those guys are on fire last night. They were on fire. What's John Fuller selling over here?
Some spotty rain showers, kind of a reddish-orangish hue with the sunrise this morning.
Get to the point, John. Get to the point.
Mid-afternoon with the heaviest band, and then it exits during the mid-evening hours into our Illinois counties. But there's some upper-level energy, so we'll see some spots.
Some of the stuff could rock as it goes through later on this morning and this afternoon. There's some pretty decent-looking thunderstorm cells in there, so be on your toes. And it could be worse, because it was on this date in the year 2000 that St. Louis got 7.6 inches of snow. I remember it well, because I was in a tuxedo that night, because I was dating a lawyer at the time, and she did this some work for this big toy company that used to be in St. Louis. What was it, like Transformers or something like that? My memory serves me correctly. And so she got invited to the Christmas party at the Ritz-Carlton,
for this thing. So I had a round of tux and everything. And I still remember the entertainment after dinner. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire. This was a private party. And I'm like dancing 5 feet from Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was a real good time. But that was the night of the snow, 7.6 inches on the way to the Christmas party, which somehow seems poetic when you take into consideration that it was 3 years ago today in 2019 that JC went to the dark side as a member of the Florida community. I moved here 3 years ago today. Now, the plan all along was for me to live in Florida because I hate cold. I love the snow, but I hate cold. And, you know, I figure, okay, well, you know, we'll almost be like snowbirds. We'll be in St. Louis because we still have property and stuff in St. Louis. And I figure, all right, well, we'll be like snowbirds. We'll be in St. Louis in the warm weather. And when it gets cold, we'll come back down to Florida. But then you think to yourself, wait a minute. I got a daughter, and she's got to go to school somewhere, and she can't go to two schools. So you got to make a choice. Then the pandemic hit, and it's just really complicated the crap out of everything. But I got back to St. Louis 3 times this past year, and I'd like to see it be at least 4, and I'd like to see the time I stay in St. Louis on those trips be longer, but it's a step in the right direction. And when we launch this new radio station, which, by the way, is still very, very, very much alive, there are some people who are thinking, oh, yeah, because you told us about this months ago, and now we haven't heard anything, so it must have just gone away. Absolutely not. Just working out details. These things are so complicated. And, you know, thank God I'm not the one having to do a lot of the work, the legal stuff and the FCC stuff and the banks and the loans and the towers and the, oh, God, all I want to do is just sit in front of the microphone and tell dick jokes. That's all I want to do. Anyhow, as is always the case, I like spending as much time in St. Louis as possible, especially during the summertime. And I see here they just sent me another invitation for Avatar. This will be the third try tonight. I'm so exhausted. I feel like I've seen the movie already. And now I'm going to probably have to drive back to the theater tonight and see it tonight. Maybe. A woman earned a new Guinness World Record by putting on 19 pairs of underwear in just 30 seconds. She might have gotten more publicity on this thing if she had done the act in reverse. And 17% of men say they fantasize about having sex with a robot. Karen Foss's last husband said, "Relax, guys, it's not all it's cracked up to be." And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022 is in the can 64 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training. Spread the word. Let everybody know that we're here doing this. Every day we publish about the same time every single morning. Depends on what time I finally roll out of bed. Email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com. Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. We do politics here only when it's absolutely necessary. The rest of the time, we're just screwing around. Have yourself a great day. Talk to you in the morning. In the meantime, keep beating this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.